Blog Talk Radio. Everyone, wherever you're listening in from, welcome to the Living by Design Show. I am Kathy Holloway Hill, and I am sitting on the edge of my seat because we have a hot, hot show for you this evening. We have an amazing guest that I absolutely am so anxious to bring on the line. And I just want to make a comment before we get started with our discussion that we will be talking about adult content, so please, no underage children should be listening to this show. We just want to make sure we get that disclaimer out there because we are rounding out the month of love and romance with a very hot topic because you want to tap into your most sensual power. So we have the resident expert, internationally known, Miss Debbie Ward. And Debbie Ward is an author. The name of her book is Shake Your Soul Song. I love that title, Shake Your Soul Song. And she is a personal sensual empowerment coach. And I am just so excited to have her. And she is passionately, her belief is that the key to assessing the totality of our personal potential lies in fully integrating our sexuality with our humanity and approaching our sexual experiences from a standpoint of awareness, presence, compassion, and love. And I am so excited to bring my guest for the evening on the line, Miss Debbie Ward. How are you doing, Debbie?
I am awesome.
Awesome. That is great. Now, can you hear me okay? Because your sound is a little...
I can hear you perfectly fine. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you perfectly fine now. Excellent, excellent, excellent. Debbie, I am so excited about this show. There's been a lot of buzz about it, and I am just really ready to dive right in. I wanted to go ahead and just start by you explaining to our listeners a little bit about what you do and also tell them what is a sensual empowerment coach.
Okay. Well, I work directly with women to educate them primarily about their bodies and their sexuality. And I give very practical, I'm very into practicality, I give very practical, easy, doable methods to help women create a more fulfilling, educated, intelligent, and aware experience of their sexuality. So it's very, very common. A lot of the women that I work with have questions or issues with orgasm because, you know, as many as 70% of women are not having satisfying orgasms or vaginal orgasms. It's very, very common, and there are reasons for this. And so I educate women about their bodies and about why most of us are not experiencing our full pleasure potential as women. Mm-hmm. First is understanding why we're not, and then it is the next step is implementing tools to change that, to transform that, so that we can begin accessing more of our pleasure potential and start to feel more empowered as women. It's one of my deeply held beliefs that when we are feeling empowered and enriched in our sexuality, that we become more empowered, more emotionally available, and more our lives are just simply more fulfilling. In every other area as well. So there's no separation between our sexuality and our life. And we live in a culture that teaches us to kind of, you know, shut our sexuality away and hide it and let it go dormant. And, you know, it's only behind closed doors. And I say that, you know, from the time that we're born, if you look at children, they're sexual. You can't deny it. They're expressive, emotionally expressive, and sexually curious human beings. And so I believe that one of the keys, again, to accessing our full human potential is to recapture and reclaim our innocence and our joy around our sexual pleasure.
I absolutely love that because, and I just want to, you know, just make this one comment is that I know we live in difficult times now where there are so many predators and there are so many pedophiles and so many people who are contributing to the destruction of our sexuality and you know, with the situations, you know, abusing children sexually. And so we are not focusing on that aspect of it. We are talking from a place of healthy emotions and healthy thoughts and a healthy belief about your sexuality. And from what we're going to talk about this evening, we're going to take it to the next level, and we're just going to assume that you are already in a healthy place emotionally so that you can bring all of this together, you know, in totality, as you mentioned. So we are not going to even attack this from a place of pain or from a place of dysfunction. We're going to attack this from a place of health, correct?
For the most part, I do want to share that it has been through my sexual healing of trauma. So one of the things that I really like to point out to people is that we all suffer sexual trauma in varying degrees. For some people, it's severe as having been sexually abused. I was sexually abused as a child and healed a lot of the emotional and physical trauma from that through the methods that I teach, which is why I feel so passionately about teaching them, because my transformation was miraculous, quite frankly. It's not like I started out an incredible sexual goddess. I was very sexually shut down. I was wounded. I was traumatized and I was in pain. And it was through using these methods that I've become become an educator, that I've become
awesome.
Empowered. And I found that as my sexuality healed, my emotions healed, my mentality healed, my psychology healed, and my body physically healed. So for me,
that's excellent. Actually, that's a wonderful thing. I mean, I'm glad you shared that. I didn't want to come at it from that perspective, but since you said that, I'm glad that you did, because now our listeners know that just because they may have experienced something negatively in their past or they may have been sexually abused as a child, it's not the end for them. It's something that can be overcome. So thank you for that.
Absolutely. We're not trapped there. And I want to point out that trauma can be as severe as abuse. It can also be as seemingly insignificant as being told as a child that it's wrong and dirty to touch yourself. That is
yes.
a sexual trauma. Growing
Thank
up in a culture that. That teaches you to fear your sexuality, feel guilt and shame about your sexuality as a woman being called a slut ever in your life, that is a sexual trauma, and that will inhibit our ability to fully express ourselves sexually and even fully experience our sexual pleasure. So what I consider to be sexual trauma is pretty much everybody growing up in the West has experienced some form of sexual psychological trauma in varying degrees. And many, many people, it's said that one out of three women has experienced some sort of sexual abuse or rape or sexual violence in her life. So it's quite a large number of women have experienced some sort of, you know, direct and painful sexual trauma.
Awesome. Let's go ahead and talk a little bit about, you had mentioned, women having satisfying orgasms, because we do
mm-hmm.
know that this is an area that, unfortunately, women like to kind of fake it to give their spouse, significant other, you know, just that healthy mindset or that feeling that they are doing what every man wants to do is satisfy his woman. So we know women sometimes fake it. So let's talk a little bit about that. You talk about 11 different types of orgasms for women. Now, does that fall under the area of vaginal and clitoral stimulation or just vaginal?
Oh, well, yeah, the 11 different orgasms, and these are based on physical erogenous zones. So, you know, my little disclaimer is that there's more and more being discovered about human sexual orgasm every day. So these 11 orgasms are like our physical body-based orgasms. There's also orgasms that people can have just from, you know, tightening, squeezing their PC muscles, energetic orgasms. But I'm speaking about specifically sexual orgasm where there's specific physical erogenous zones involved. And the clitoris is wonderful, and that's just the tip of the iceberg, quite frankly. And so many women think that clitoral orgasm literally means orgasm and that there's no other type of orgasm. So I really enjoy educating women about their full pleasure sexual pleasure potential. So we're also capable of having G-spot orgasms, and the G-spot, if you don't know where it is, every woman has a G-spot. It is on the anterior wall towards the front of the body, of the vagina, about 1.5 to 2 inches in. It has a kind of a rough corduroy kind of texture, kind of like the roof of your mouth or cat's tongue kind of thing. And it takes a while before this area is actually warmed up and you're actually going to experience pleasure. So I've spoke with a few women recently, and they're like, well, I touched my G-spot, nothing happened. And if you just put your finger inside your vagina and touch your G-spot, nothing much is going to happen. You need to be aroused. So one of the things that most people don't realize is that we women have as much erectile tissue internally as a man has externally. We have innies and they have outies, quite literally. But it takes us 20 to 45 minutes to get a hard-on. So for many women, you know, and juxtapose this with the fact that the average time of sexual penetration, penis and vagina, is between 2 to 10 minutes. Like, that is a worldwide anthropological, like, studies and labs. This is the average, 2 to 10 minutes. So if it takes a woman 20 to 45 minutes to warm up and the sex is over in about 10 minutes, that's your number one reason why most women are not experiencing vaginal orgasms. They just don't have the time. Their bodies aren't even capable of having a vaginal orgasm. So does that make sense?
Are there any exceptions to that, or is that just basically the majority of women?
Are there any exceptions to the rule that it takes 20 to 45 minutes for a woman to warm up?
To warm up and have an orgasm via her G-spot.
Oh, no, it's not necessarily going to take every woman 20 minutes to have an orgasm via her G-spot, but what I'm trying to say, so the G-spot is only one of the erogenous zones in the vagina. So if you think of a woman's, we'll call it a sexual pleasure organ, because it's not like the clitoris and the vagina and the G-spot are these like separate entities. It's all one functioning network of nerve endings and tissue, and it's an organ, and it's a system in and of itself. And so all of these different areas are like kind of different notes in a symphony, and it takes them different degrees, different lengths of time to actually become fully aroused. So many women will experience a clitoral orgasm, and then the next level of orgasm will be a G-spot orgasm. And then the A spot is called the anterior fornix erogenous zone, and that is on the anterior wall of a woman's vagina, and that's just up past the G spot, about where the end of your fingers can reach internally. Then there's the P spot, which is the posterior fornix erogenous zone, and that's just up back around the cervix, so behind the cervix. Then there's cervical orgasms. There's anal orgasms, there's blended orgasms, which are a combination of the clitoris and one of these other erogenous zones in and around the vagina. There's ejaculatory orgasms. We can have orgasms from having our nipples stimulated. There's uterine orgasms with deep, powerful contractions in the uterus, which are usually a result of deep penetration for long periods of time. So there's all these different flavors, I like to say, like Baskin-Robbins, 31 flavors of orgasm. There's all these different flavors of orgasm and all these different areas of our bodies that can fire off when we're receiving stimulation for certain periods of time. So keep in mind, though, in this 20 to 45 minutes, we're talking about for your sexual pleasure organ to be fully warmed up, kind of like your car, you know, like if you live in the Midwest and it's cold, it's like, you know, 10 below. You want to warm your car up for a while before you take it out for a drive because it's going to run better because, you know, the juices are going to be flowing, of the fluid in the car, everything's going to be moving and flowing the way it should. So same with sex, taking time to let a woman's body become fully aroused. That doesn't mean that you only have sex when it's fully aroused, but you allow the what's considered to be foreplay. You allow the foreplay, you allow the touching and the stroking, you allow the time of arousal to lengthen, to take a very, very long time, and then extending the period of penetration and allowing a woman's body to kind of catch up with a man, so to speak. And,
yeah.
So it's putting our sexuality in a different context and a different framework. So it's not about getting off as quickly as we can. It's about lingering. You know, and savoring the entire experience and allowing the entire body to do its job.
And I really like the way you explain that because I get a lot of comments from clients about the fact that they've had a hysterectomy. So, you know, because when you have a hysterectomy, a lot of those body parts that you mentioned may not be present, but it's still all hope is not lost because there are a lot of things that are still capable. There are a lot of areas in your female anatomy that are still present. So, you know, there's you know, still an opportunity for you to have a very powerful, great orgasm. So let me ask you, as far as the hysterectomy is concerned, a lot of women come to me and say because they've had a hysterectomy that their libido is either low or it's just non-existent. What can some of those women do to help stimulate their sexuality and sensuality and also have improved orgasms or just have orgasms at all because their libido is gone?
Mm-hmm.
How can they get it back and rev it up?
Well, there's a variety of different ways. I mean, first thing, it's, you know, if you've had a hysterectomy, and it depends, is it like a full hysterectomy of your ovaries and everything been taken out? There's obviously going to be some sort of there's going to be a difference in your hormones. So many women suffering from low libido simply don't have enough testosterone. That's one of the key hormones necessary, and it's not just about having enough; it's about having the right balance.
Right.
So I would look into that first because that's one of the key things.
And your doctor can help you determine that.
There
are tests for that, right?
Yes, there's doctors, yeah. And I'm not a medical professional, so I can't test for that. But you can go to your doctor and ask.
Go to your doctor and ask
for, you know, to have your hormone balance. And the beauty, though, of some of these methods that I practice and teach women is some of these methods will naturally, they're designed to help your hormones balance and also actually help stimulate more hormones in your body. So one of the things is that having sex and having sexual orgasm stimulates the production of testosterone for women and for men. So just the act of stimulating yourself sexually, or even, you know, one of the key things about libido in women is that women, you know, we're motivated to sexual connection with our partners from more of an emotional place. Not always, I'm not saying across the bar, but, you know, especially if you've been in a relationship for a long period of time, you're not necessarily just going to want to, like, rip your partner's clothes off and just jump their bones for no apparent reason, right? And especially as we age, that changes. So finding ways to enhance the emotional connection between you and your partner, making love, sex, is the desire, the physical desire for our hearts, desire to be one, for union, right? So I know for me, if I'm feeling really connected, if I'm feeling like loved by my partner, I'm going to have more of a desire to be physically intimate than if we're living like roommates, you know, if we're just like these separate entities and we just happen to share a house, you know, I don't want to have sex with my roommate. So I think it's important to understand our motivation for sex and to really account for our emotional state, our Are we feeling connected? Do we want to make love with this person? Or do we think that we should be having sex with them just because we're living with them, you know?
Now I want to talk for a couple of minutes about a couple of things because I just absolutely knew this was going to be an amazing topic and time was going to start running short. But I want to talk a little bit about the method called authentic tantra.
Yes.
And then I also want to talk a little bit more about stimulating your own self sexually. How can women become connected to their bodies where they are comfortable stimulating themselves sexually? And, you know, let's just keep it real and say masturbation. And so talk a little bit about stimulating themselves sexually and or masturbation, and then go ahead and explain what is authentic tantra. Is that related to stimulating yourself sexually, or is that something different?
Well, it is related because the way I teach women to approach their sexuality is from a place of healing, self-healing, and also the fact that our sexuality is a direct path to spirituality. Like, so the methods of authentic tantra come from an ancient Eastern lineage. It's actually Tibetan Buddhism, which was a surprise for many people. It was a surprise for me because I thought all the Buddhists were Dalai Lama and they were monks and they weren't having sex. But there's actually a lineage. Lineage means teacher to student, like instruction, like passed down from teacher to student for thousands of years, which describes how human sexuality can be used as a powerful tool for personal growth, emotional healing, and how it was literally practiced by people as a spiritual path. And so the methods that I use to instruct women in how to cultivate their sexuality, some of those methods come from this lineage. And the number one key is how we approach our sexuality. So in this culture, and how you approach masturbation, and in this culture, women are very discouraged from exploring their sexual pleasure. Good girls don't and bad girls do. That is a pervasive, all-pervasive message in our culture. And whether you're aware of it or not, it is influencing your behavior to a degree in regards to your sexuality. So many women will masturbate as quickly as they can to get it over with as soon as possible. They just want that clitoral release and then they can roll over and fall asleep, which is the way a lot of men masturbate too. What I teach is approaching your sexuality from a place of sacredness. Like, this is a gift from your creator.
Well, let me just interrupt you. I'm sorry. Let me just interrupt. You said that a lot of women will masturbate and just get the clitoral stimulation because they're, you know, if they're comfortable with their bodies and they're comfortable doing that, because I have heard from women that the clitoral stimulation, the clitoral orgasm is very strong. And like you said, if they know their bodies well enough, they know that it happens fast. And then they can just go ahead and roll over and go to sleep. So are you saying that that is not the way to do it, or should you try to investigate other areas of stimulation or other areas and ways you can masturbate, or what are you saying about the clitoral stimulation?
I am saying do it all. I am saying that's great, keep that, and there's more. It's like being at a buffet, right, and you've got 11 of your favorite foods. And yet you only eat this one food your entire life. You're going to be malnourished, quite frankly. You're going to be malnourished. We need variety in our diet. And also, it's good for us. It's healthy for us. So your clitoral orgasm is one form of orgasm. And kudos to you if you're experiencing them, because some women don't. And I don't mean to put your clitoral orgasm down. They're fantastic. But it's only one type of orgasm. And you have access to a buffet of orgasms. And most of our emotional, let's say, repression as women quite literally directly is related to how comfortable we are with our vaginas. And Naomi Wolf just published a book in September called Vagina, A New Biography. And that's my favorite book to recommend aside from my book, of course. And she describes how there literally is a neurological connection between our brain and our vaginas. And the way we think about ourselves is directly translates to our sexual pleasure and vice versa. And sexual pleasure isn't just clitoral pleasure. It's your entire vagina. It's about using your entire sexual pleasure orgasm. And if you as a woman are uncomfortable touching your vagina and exploring your vagina, I'm guaranteeing you that there's stuff in there that once, when you get in there and you start releasing that those energetic blocks, you will become more whole. You will reclaim fragments of your soul. I can speak from personal experience and from teaching this to women for, you know, over 5 years now. The emotional transformation is vast, it is profound, and you don't know it until you actually start doing it. So I'm
and
not
I also have to say
having...
that a lot of women are just not comfortable with their bodies, and do you think that
exactly.
that could be a barrier to them trying to investigate all of these different ways and that they can pleasure themselves? So we've got to be more diligent in accepting our bodies. I mean, you have to love and embrace who you are and what you are and what, no matter what your body looks like. If you can do that and embrace it and feel more better about yourself, then that will enhance your sexuality. And if you're not happy with your body, it can even push you and encourage you and motivate you to change what it is that you don't like about your body physically.
Yes, exactly. And the thing is the reason that we're not comfortable with our bodies isn't because that's truly who we are. It's because as a culture, your father, your priest, your mother, your peers, your teachers told you that there was something wrong with your sexuality from the time that you were a very little girl, before you even could rationalize, before you could even form full sentences. You have been imprinted with this belief that there is something dirty, wrong, and shameful about your sexuality. If you grow up in the West, it's unconditionally there. So it's not as if this is who you truly are. This is a prison or a suggestion, shall we say, a psychological chastity belt, a psychological suggestion that other people have placed upon you without your choice and without you even realizing it. So that is why it is so freeing if you can have the courage to begin exploring, even just a little tiny bit, with curiosity, with innocence, with self-love, and with compassion for yourself. If you can just begin exploring beyond your current boundaries, you will reclaim the truth of who you are. You will reclaim your emotional, physical, sexual, and psychological freedom.
Absolutely. And I'd also like to add that in this process, engage your partner. Talk to your partner, your significant other, your spouse. Your spouse would love for you to connect with your sexuality and sensuality. That's what all men desire. All men would love to have a woman who is so comfortable with her body, regardless of how you look physically. So if you can mm-hmm. just engage him, and he will just bend over backwards to encourage you. Yes, please do that. All men love it. They love to see a woman comfortable, and I'm just going to be transparent. You know, my partner loves to see me. He loves to just watch and watch me satisfy myself.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That
shameless.
Is the biggest turn on for a, you know, for your spouse. They love that. Men love that. So ladies, I encourage you to please listen to everything that has been said today, because we've gotten a lot of great information from Debbie. And that reminds me, Debbie, go ahead and give your website, because we really would like to stay in touch with you. I know our listeners are going to love everything that you've given. So give us your website and how they can get in touch with you.
Sure, absolutely. So my website for women is called femininemergence.com. That's FemininMergence. So femininemergence.com. And I have some great, if you want to register for my newsletter, I offer some free sensual enrichment suggestions that you can start doing today to help you feel more connected to your sensuality and more confident in your sensual self-expression. My other website, which is where you would learn actual authentic tantra methods for enhancing intimacy with yourself and your partner, is called betterloveandsex.com. Real easy, Better Love and Sex. Who doesn't want it? So betterloveandsex.com. And we have 4 different programs available for people to purchase, and some really wonderful trailers and free introduction to the course material. So you can check that out. Yeah, and another great way to just get a hold of me is just Google Davy Ward. I've got a bunch of sites and blogs and all that, and you can just kind of cruise around and check me out and read some of my stuff and find out if you like what I've got to say.
Awesome. Thank you so much. And you can also get in touch with Davy through me. So, you know, all of my listeners know how to get in touch with me through my website, Kathy@CHollowayHill.com. So we really appreciate you, Davy. Oh, my goodness, you have been a wealth of knowledge. Thank you so very much. And, ladies, please keep in mind that regardless of how your body looks physically, it doesn't matter. You are sensual. You are sexual. And when you start to tap into that sensuality and that sexuality, you can go to a whole new level of self-confidence and believing in you to strengthen your relationship with your partner, which is what it's all about. So thank you so much for joining us, Davy, and we're definitely going to have you back. There's just no doubt about
awesome.
That. You definitely will be coming back. So, yes, so thank you again, and we are going to sign off for now. I am Kathy Holloway Hill. We have had a remarkable time today, and we will be back same time next week with another empowering topic here on the Living by Design show. Good night, everyone.